welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hi, my name's John. I'm on the developer course, and I'm from Scotland, but now live in Newcastle.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm also on the Train the Game course, and I'm from Newmarket, Suffolk.
Hiya, guys. How you doing?
I'm fine. Yeah. How are you?
Really good. Cheers.
I'm good. Cheers, guys. So, tell me who you guys are, and what have you been up to?
We're Icy Monty. We started our own company 2 weeks ago, and we're now officially working on a couple of clients' games.
Very nice. So, what clients, what games, if you can say, of course?
Nick's working for a professor in California. He specialises in eye-to-brain coordination. So he's asked for a thing to be created that will measure, you know, reflexes, how quick the eye can determine, you know, send a message to the brain. So Nick's been working on that for the past 2 or 3 weeks now, and I'm working on a racing game for a client in the Ukraine. He's got a website just now that currently gets about 300,000 hits a day, so that's pretty cool.
So you seem to get a lot of international work, but where do you source your work from?
I'll let you answer that one, Nick.
Sure. Well, we started off just by posting in the Unity commercial forums. Just saying that we're a small startup and we're available for work. After that, we had, I think, two or three jobs leading from that. And then from there, we had the funds to start a website. And since then, we haven't had to actually contact anyone, really. We've had people contact us for the last few weeks.
So is it just the two of you working then?
It is, yeah.
And are you happy working in a small team?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, it's definitely.
So much better than the sort of the pressure that you get with a large team. You
know, especially from the management side of things.
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, things are a lot more flexible for us now. You know, it's very laid back. It's, yeah, you know, some days it doesn't even feel like working, really, which is, you know, a bit of a cliche, but, you know, we really enjoy it, so it's nice.
Excellent. Well, you've had quite a lot of success at the minute. So what advice would you give to students who are looking to start making games professionally?
Oh, be prepared to work a lot. That's how we done ours was. When we got a client's job, we literally wouldn't rest because the way we thought about it was, this is our dream. They've given us the opportunity to get to where we want to be with our careers and our lives. So really, we're indebted to these people.
You know, you give them everything that you can offer.
Yes.
Just don't think of it as just a job. You know, you have to think about it as, you know, you're giving them, you know, your not expertise, but, you know, you're showing them that you can, you know, do these kind of things. You know, you're sort of proving yourself in the market by doing in the work you do.
Yeah, so work hard and you will be noticed, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the other thing we do as well is, if we know we're ahead of our schedule, we will actually contact the client. If we've had, like, an idea, because literally me and Nick will talk nearly all day. Obviously, we still get our work done. We don't sit down and have a nanny chat. but with that, if we come up with a cool idea, well, that we think's cool, we'll contact the client and say to them, look, you know, we're a bit ahead of schedule. Would you like this added to your game? Do you know what I mean? At no extra cost. It won't cost you anything. Just we really like working on, you know, what we're doing right now.
Perfect. So always go that extra mile for them.
Exactly.
Definitely, yeah. It pays back tenfold.
It does. Insanely.
Yeah.
So finally then, lad, where can people find out more about Icy Monty?
If you just go to www.icymonty.com, you can go there, which is our, obviously, professional website, or you can go to www.icmontyblog.com, and there we put up things that we're working on personally, either for our clients' projects, obviously with permission, some of the systems that we create, or just some general ideas, and some doodles that we do through the day.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, guys.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Bye.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.